Welcome to a special episode of And the Winner Is.
We are your hosts. I'm Jen.
And I'm Joey.
We're doing everything backwards.
Oh, yeah.
Because this is a special episode. We're doing an AMA, which stands for Ask Me, or in this case, Ask Us Anything. And I decided to pose the question on Instagram, like, hey, if you have any questions for us, let us know. And I wasn't really expecting a whole lot. I truthfully wasn't expecting anyone to ask any questions, but we actually got a lot of questions, a lot of really good questions. So we decided that we would just go through them and record our answers so that people can get to know us a little bit better. And
well, let's do it.
That's what we're about to do.
Yeah, I'm excited. That was a great idea.
It'll be fun. Yeah.
I'm really happy everybody had some fun questions. All right.
Yeah. Well, and I'm hoping that people enjoy this because I don't know. I just realized I'm like, wow, I really like getting asked questions. This
totally.
Is fun.
Well, it is.
It seems like people are really interested, and that just makes me feel good.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, for good reason. Why don't you start us off and then we'll just alternate?
I will.
Okay.
I will start us off. And these are in no order. They're just literally the order that the questions came in.
Okay.
So we didn't. They're going to be totally random and unrelated.
Okay.
How much have you learned about one another from hosting this podcast together?
I definitely learned something new with each episode about mm-hmm. you because, believe it or not, we don't necessarily always spend our time asking each other top five questions. Because
correct.
You know, I, in terms of communication levels, sometimes there are deeper conversations that can happen. You know, on beliefs or values and things like that. So, but having these conversations is really fun and illuminating. In terms of like personality stuff, I have discovered that you are a great radio host, and I'm really happy to share the airwaves with you.
Oh, thank you. And I've learned just because some of these topics are so ridiculous.
Yes.
And then like the curveballs that come in, or I've learned kind of the way that you think and like approach your like how you come up with your lists, and yeah. I feel like it's just a whole new side of you. You're so much more like technical than I would have expected when you're like very there's like a process and it's a lot more logical.
Oh, yeah.
And I feel like you're such a creative person and you do a lot of creative things in your life, so I would have expected it to be a little bit less like clinical.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I feel like you're generally pretty like
Pretty clinical,
and which isn't a bad thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I didn't expect to be the one to be telling stories about colors.
Yeah, yeah. I wonder if that's I have this weird like privacy thing.
That could be,
and maybe that's my reticence to share private information.
Yeah.
But well, here I am on doing an Ask Us Anything. So
good on you.
Okay, what do you think the secret to a good life is?
That is a very big question, and I'm going to go ahead and say, having a perspective on things. I think sometimes people get really wrapped up in things that are happening, and I think just taking a step back and thinking, how is this really going to affect my life? Is it really that big of a deal? I should really step back and just realize that I'm not going to be here for very long, and I should just try and have a little bit of fun and a little bit of joy. And I feel I try and do that whenever I get stressed.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause it's like, I think back to a job that I had 3 years ago, and the things that stressed me out then don't matter to me at all anymore.
Yeah.
Like, if I wasn't doing this tomorrow, would it matter?
Yeah.
And the answer is no. So I think having a good perspective is really important.
That is great advice. Mine would be to play off of that probably. I feel like if there was a purpose, and everybody has to find their own meaning, of course, but I would say to be happy is good. So I would say do things that bring you joy so that you can be happy. For a lot of people, or for me, I think sharing your life and opening yourself up often makes you realize that you're not alone in the things you do, and that is one way that you can bring joy to yourself.
Agreed. Awesome. I like it. All right, next question. Are you a morning person or a night owl?
Absolutely a night owl. I have a very, very hard time both waking up in the morning, but also falling asleep. It takes me about an hour to fall asleep. But I'm also a night owl. It's a bad combination.
Yeah.
It's a terrible combination. I wish it for no one.
Yeah, I'm definitely more of a morning person. I can get up pretty quickly in the morning. I don't stay up very late. And I feel like when I wake up early, I just feel so much more productive. And I like being able to get a bunch of things done before 10 a.m.
Yeah,
which makes me feel good.
I wish I was a morning person. You always say I have a second life.
Yeah, Joey has a second life. After I go to bed, he's watched like television series that I had no knowledge of.
Things happen. Okay, if you could give someone starting out in podcasting, what would you share?
I would say pick a good theme. Pick a theme for your show and run with it. I would say don't get caught up too much in the equipment. You don't really need much. And you're going to learn as you go, and it'll get better and better as you go. So don't... People are going to... If they like your stuff, they're going to listen, even if it is a little bit staticky or you're a little muffled. If people like what you're saying, they're going to listen. Because I know that's true, because I do it with some podcasts. I'm like, ugh, I really don't like the way this sounds, but I like what they're saying, so I'm going to keep listening.
Yeah.
And then the last one I would say is, no matter what, just release what you've got. Because you don't know what people are going to like. I think a lot of times we wrap up a show and we're like, we nailed it. This is going to be awesome. Mm-hmm. And then not as many people listen to it.
Yeah.
And then there are some where we're done and we're like, eh, like that was pretty good. It was mediocre. And then that's when we get like messages like, this was your best episode ever. And we're like,
yeah.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think even if you think something's terrible or something's great, release it. Let people, the people will tell you. People will always give you feedback. Even when we don't ask for it, people give it to us, which I love because it's really helpful.
Yeah.
And it makes me feel good.
Awesome. I don't think I have anything to add. That was really well said.
Thank you. If you weren't podcasting and working full-time jobs, what else would you be doing?
I would be doing probably the things that I already do outside of my primary job. I'm very much into photography and into mixing music. So it would be producing and taking photos.
Yeah, which Joey is already doing. He is producing a record right now, and he's also taking photos. So there's not a whole lot of space for anything else. I guess my answer to that, I don't know if I would be doing anything else because this kind of feels like enough.
Yeah, but yeah.
I guess, I mean, something that I would always like to travel more. We travel a fair amount. I mean, more than most people, I would say, but I would travel even more.
Totally.
And I would write about the travel. I would make more time for that.
That'd be really fun. That's a great one.
And I would maybe learn a little photography so I can take my own photos. So I don't have to be like, Joey, take my picture.
That would be, yeah, I that would be
super, which would be super fun for you too.
Oh, it would be a blast for me. I mean, sharing your own interests and seeing someone else get into the interests that you have, that's one of the best feelings.
Yeah, I think right now I'm like pretty comfortable with editing. Yeah. Like I see you take a great photo and then I like to take it and kind of make it my own.
Totally.
But now I'm starting to think, maybe I should take my own photos.
Yeah, it's a totally another, it's a whole nother world.
Because then I can...
It's a whole other half.
Because I have to talk about this really quick, and then I'll stop. But I get a little... It doesn't even make sense, but I get a little self-conscious, like posing and having you take my picture. It feels really vain. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, I feel like I would feel less of that if I was taking it myself.
Oh, yeah.
It seems like the opposite, though.
No,
because
I totally
it's like
get that.
Me taking photos of myself, that seems like really self-centered.
Yeah, but then there's nobody around. It's like if I'm ever going to sing, or you know, when I'm producing my own stuff,
yeah,
it's hard for me to sing when other people are around. I just want to do it all on my own. I want to be my own, you know, producer while I'm doing it, because it's just, let me do it on my own. It makes me self-conscious when I'm around other people.
Yeah, but then again, it's like if I'm taking the picture in the middle of like a European square, there's going to be, but I'm never going to see these people again either. So that's kind of the mindset I have to be in. Is,
yeah, yeah.
These people can judge me all they want, but I'm going to get a great photo out of it and the memory. So screw you.
Okay, number six. What is Joey's favorite thing about you, and what is yours about him?
Well, there's a lot of things that I like about Joey, that I love about Joey, but I think your optimism is one. It's very helpful when I'm cranky. Or I'm just like, you know, you've spiraled down the pit.
Yeah.
And you're just like, you can't get yourself out of it.
Yeah, yeah.
You're very good at getting me out of it. And you're funny. And charming, and I don't know, I love everything about you.
Oh, thanks. Don't stop now. JK.
Your turn.
Okay, my turn. Jen is extremely supportive in the things that I do. So you always lift me up. So I really appreciate that, especially because I'm pretty self-conscious about, like I said earlier, sharing things about me in public forums or...
Like self-promotion.
Or self-promotion too. Types yeah. of things. I'm just really, really bad at that because it just makes me feel weird. But you always lift me up. I think you are extremely confident, and that makes you a great leader. And you just have this, like, when you start laughing and you get going, you just it's like the funniest cackle ever. It's just so dang good.
That's pretty true.
It's one of my favorite things on the planet. Like, when you really start and the engine starts to go on your laugh, it's just the funniest thing. And then lastly, in terms of, like, physical features, I love your eyes. She's got, like, Twilight eyes. From the Twilight movies. Like, they've got the kind of the glowing orange eyes, and when the light hits your eyes just right, it's kind of like that.
That's so true. Because I
That's so true. I am a vampire.
No, well, I wish I was a vampire, but I used to work at the Caribou Coffee inside the Maplewood Mall, mm-hmm. and the fluorescent lights would hit my eyes in such a way where I would get asked, and this was when, like, those movies were really, really popular.
Yeah.
I would get asked, like, 5 or 6 times a day if I was wearing the Twilight contact lenses, and I was like, oh my God, I might just get, like, brown contact lenses to have people stop asking me that.
Yeah.
Because it was, like, a little embarrassing, because no, I'm not trying to be a Twilight vampire. These are just my eyes. But I was like, I guess it's kind of a compliment because they're kind of unique.
Yeah.
Okay. What's at the top of your travel list and why?
Japan has always been at the top of my travel list.
Yeah.
There's just so much stuff in Japan.
Beautiful.
In terms of, just the beautiful nature, Tokyo, Japanese culture is super interesting to me. Otherwise, maybe Machu Picchu would be really, really cool. I would just love that physical challenge of walking to Machu Picchu, this ancient place. It's captivating.
Yeah. Mine is probably Egypt, because I've always been really into the pyramids and, like, Egyptian history. I was really into Egyptian art history when I was going to school for that. And I also would love to take, like, a river cruise down the Nile to Karnak and some other places. So that's definitely close to the top. And then Machu Picchu is another one that I really want to do, hopefully within the next couple of years.
For sure, in the next couple. River cruise or river boat down the Nile to Karnak just sounds like something out of...
The Mummy.
Out of The Mummy, or what's the movie with Robin Williams, or now with Dwayne Johnson?
Jumanji. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that'd be super fun.
Okay, why did you jump into podcasting?
Well, we went out to dinner one night at Burger Jones, and Joey said it would be really fun if we had some type of project to work on together.
Yeah.
And or, like, some sort of shared something, because, like, the photo thing is kind of a shared thing, but not really, because you're doing all of the creative stuff and I'm just standing there. So it was something that we can both contribute to and both feel like we both own it equally.
Yeah.
And so we were trying to think of what that could be. You know, we can't form a band because I have no musical talent, and we landed on podcasting, and it just kind of happened really quickly. We came up with, during that one dinner, we came up with the premise, the theme, the name, and
about,
like,
100 topics.
And then I think we went home, and a couple days later, we recorded our first episode.
Yep. And we just went for it.
And that was it.
It was great. Yeah, having a project to share has been super fun.
Yeah, it's been very fun. All right. What are your Myers-Briggs personality types?
So I keep a note on my phone of all those tests that you can do on yourself, like Strengths Finder, Myers-Briggs, the Enneagram, all of that stuff. I have a note on my phone about, with links to, like, each of my results for each of those tests. My Myers-Briggs personality type is ENFJ-A. I lean towards E by 1 percentage point. So that could change, mm-hmm. I guess, depending on the day. But that is the protagonist. And the brief description, for those at home maybe who aren't familiar with Myers-Briggs, but that would be surprising, is charismatic and inspiring leaders able to mesmerize their listeners.
Oh, you'd be a great cult leader.
I would be?
I mean, if that's your Myers-Briggs personality, charismatic, and you're able to lead people, that's those are the two things that a cult leader needs.
Well, I know what my calling is.
So, ATWI cult coming at you.
Coming at you, 2020.
Okay, mine is INTJ, and I, similar to you, have a pretty close leaning. I'm 48% I and 52% E. So I've taken it a couple of different times, and I'm always the NTJ. Mm-hmm. But sometimes I'm I and sometimes I'm E, which was kind of surprising to me because I generally describe myself as an introvert and I generally get exhausted by people unless I'm talking about something that I'm really into.
Yeah.
Then I'm all about it. I'm like 50 people. Like I could talk to 50 people about something that I really like. But why are you looking at me like that? I just love
it. It's great. It's fun to hear you talk about that.
But I am INTJ most of the time, and I think it's like the architect or something. And I remember reading it's like only 2% of women come up with INTJ.
It's, yeah.
Which I think is really interesting because we, as our friend group at one point was talking about this, and Bree, who was on our murder episode, mm-hmm. she is also INTJ. And then I think Jake,
one
of our friend who lives in Washington, D.C., he's also INTJ.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we were all born in December around the same time.
Oh, man.
So there's
something going on with
December.
We've
got a trilogy, and like we need to form like some type of some group.
Some band.
Yeah.
Do you think it would be interesting to go over what the INTJ stuff is?
Probably. Do you have it?
I have it in front of me.
Oh, great. Yeah. Could you?
Okay. Yeah. So, there's those four main categories plus the fifth. So the four are mind, which is how we interact with people. That's introvert or extrovert. Then it's energy. That's how we see the world, which is observant or intuitive. Nature, which is how we make decisions, thinking or feeling. Tactics, it's how we approach decision-making, judging or prospecting.
I'm the biggest judger. If I wasn't a J, I wouldn't know. I would have an identity crisis.
And then identity, which is kind of how confident we are. Especially in face of stress, are we assertive or turbulent?
Oh, I think I'm the A.
I think you're the A.
Oh, you're talking about INTJ, and then it's dash.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it was dash A.
Okay, yeah, dash A. So yeah, there it is. You can go to 16personalities.org if you want to take one of those.
It's pretty fun.
It is pretty fun,
and I feel like generally pretty accurate.
It is pretty
as
accurate.
Long as you're like really true, like you're not saying things like, "Ooh, like that's more me," but like I want it to be this, so I'm going to say this. Like, you've got to be honest.
Yeah, yeah. And yeah. Okay. How do you come up with your topic ideas?
That's a great question. We will think about... We kind of have, like, planning meetings every month to plan out the next month in advance. So we try and... If there's any movies or, like, music or culturally significant things coming up, we'll plan around that. Or we'll pull from our bank of topics that we've just got like this giant list. Every time we come up with a new idea, we just put it on there.
Yeah, that's pretty random.
Yeah, and people give us ideas all the time too. They'd be like, oh, have you ever thought about doing this? And we'd be like, nope, we should do that. And so I think some of our best ideas have come from other people.
Definitely.
So we like ideas. It makes our job
Send
easier.
Send us your ideas.
How long do you plan on doing this?
funny. No idea. don't have any idea. We're just doing it for fun because it is fun, and we'll stop when it's not or when we have other ideas.
Yeah, this question makes me laugh because it's like it's either how long do you guys plan on doing this, or they're like, how long
when
do
you give it up?
Yeah, like when are you gonna stop doing this? Like when can I stop listening to this?
Yeah.
And I always thought from the beginning, I thought it would be cool if we got to 100 episodes.
Oh yeah.
So I would still like to get to 100 episodes.
Me too. That'd be super fun.
At this point. So I don't plan on stopping.
Let's go for it.
Like you said, we'll stop when it's not fun anymore.
Yeah. Okay. What personal goals do each of you have for the new year?
Oh, you know, I saw this list and I didn't prepare an answer for this one, but I'm trying to be a bit more sustainable. So I'm trying not to use as much plastic, and I have plans to start shopping in the bulk food section. So we're like getting a bunch of glass jars so that we don't have to like buy the packaging of like pasta and flour, and we're just buying what we need instead of buying too much. So that's a personal goal of mine, is to live more of a zero waste sort of lifestyle. And I am learning. I am in the beginning. So if you see me out and about and I've got plastic, please don't call me out. I'm just doing my best. It's a big, scary kind of thing.
Change, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Personal goals. Okay, I'm glad it's a plural, because if it was just goal, it would be tough to answer.
Yeah.
I don't know if I specifically make or made a goal for the new year, at least not yet, but I definitely have just goals in general. I would love to read more. I mentioned earlier my sleep schedule is terrible, so I would love to wake up earlier and go to bed earlier. And I think reading more would help with that.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to see my family more often.
That's a good one.
Of course, I would love to, losing weight or getting healthier or getting stronger are always pretty much just like constantly on my goal list.
Mm-hmm.
But specifically for that reason, I'd like to do it like a really challenging hike again this year.
Yeah.
I think that would be really, really fun to work towards a really challenging hike.
Do you think we did a challenging hike in this year?
Challenging one? Yeah. The day we went in the Dolomites with Sorapice.
Lake Sorapice.
And the...
Yeah. That's when I came out with 6 blisters. Yeah. And I was crying like the last 2 miles.
Oh my gosh. This was from dawn till dusk. So many switchbacks. Oh, it was...
Yeah, it was wild.
Intense. Yeah, it was wild.
Super worth it. All right. What has been your favorite episode and your least favorite episode?
There's been so many great episodes. And I think the reason that I like a lot of the episodes is because there's so much that I've learned.
Yeah.
Like, we're like interesting things. That's my favorite part about doing the show, is that mm-hmm. I actually learn a surprising amount.
Yep.
From doing the show, or from researching, or from you, or from our guests.
Yeah.
So like, life hacks was pretty fun.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Animals was, of course, really, really fun. The origins of Crayola, I had actually a blast with. I thought I was going to hate that one.
Yeah.
Like, famous clowns. There's just so many random topics. So that's the delight that I get from the show. In terms of just like pure fun, probably Brittany or Pet Peeves mm-hmm. really stand out to me as just having a blast recording them.
Yeah. I had a lot of fun when we did Christmas songs. I thought that was one of our best performances. Like, it's weird. Like, I don't feel like I'm performing, but yeah. I felt like it was one of our best episodes. I also really enjoyed Potatoes, because I felt like that was our first one where we were like, this episode could be 5 minutes long. Like, how are we going to talk about potatoes? Because we don't rehearse in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
We both have our separate lists. We don't cross-reference them, and we just kind of go for it every time. So you never know how it's going to go. So I really liked that one. And then I also enjoyed our Earth Day episode, because it was fun to hear the places that you wanted to go.
Oh, yeah.
I enjoyed learning that part.
I don't really have any least favorite episodes, I suppose.
I really don't like fruit.
I really like fruit. That's our first episode.
I know it's our first episode, but I think you can tell it's my first episode. I'm not, because you've been in front of a mic for a long time,
sure.
Because you are a performer and I am not. And so just being in front of a microphone for the first time, I felt really uncomfortable. And just like,
you feel like you can hear yourself being cautious and uncomfortable?
Yes. And I feel like I'm like worried that I'm going to care what people think. And now it's so funny how much I don't care. I just don't care at all.
Yeah.
So that's a fun growth moment, because I feel like it's translated into my real, real life too. Like, I could
like that.
Truly do not care. So take that or leave it. I also really loved Hamilton. Because it's like a huge passion of both of ours.
Mm-hmm.
And so that one was so fun.
It was so funny when we got the replay for the year, Apple Music replay, going back and seeing your 2018 Apple Music replay. It's basically like your top 40 songs were all Hamilton songs.
Yeah, it was all Hamilton, and then like Days in the Sun from the Beauty and the Beast soundtrack.
Oh, that was great. Okay. Question for Jen, are you completely vegan? Now, before she answers this, you know what? I don't even need to say, but of course, your dietary choices are your call.
Yeah.
You don't need to answer this question.
I can answer it.
Okay, yeah.
I am completely vegan in the way I eat. I'm not completely vegan in like the clothing that I wear and the products that I use. I'm still trying to figure that out. So I'm really careful about like the types of hair products that I choose and makeup that I choose, to make sure it's not tested on animals or includes any sort of animal products. But I'm still trying to figure out like shoes, like a lot of shoes have rubber, and a lot of that rubber comes from animals. So I'm not completely vegan, but I'm trying to be. And I think being vegan is more of a process. It's not like a destination, because you always have to, anytime you eat something processed too, you have to be really careful. And so, or like eating out at restaurants, you might unknowingly eat something, and then like that doesn't make you not a vegan. It just means that someone didn't tell you, or you're just trying to make the best choices that you possibly can.
Yeah.
And so, yes, but also no in some ways. And I make mistakes every once in a while too. So.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
I think we skipped a question. Oh, I was going to say, which episodes are the most popular?
Oh, yeah. My Favorite Murder is particularly popular.
Yeah.
The Hamilton episode is popular. Britney Spears is very popular.
Mm-hmm. Fruit is still our number one episode. I can't think of what else is up there, but
yeah. I think those are some of the
tops.
Okay, where are you going on your next trip?
We are going to Zion and Bryce Canyon.
Mm-hmm.
So that is our next trip. and I guess, and then we're also going to Ireland in the spring.
Yeah.
Because we have a friend that is living there right now. So we're going to go see him.
Yep. Oh, it's going to be great.
Are you bitter that you came in second place in the Twin Cities Collective podcast category last year?
I am happy that we are nominated this year. And on that note,
we don't know that we're nominated.
No, we don't know. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But we are happy that we were nominated last year. But I'm going to use this chance to suggest that you do nominate us for this upcoming year. Am I bitter about it? I'm happy that we got as far as we did.
Yeah, I can't even believe that we did, because when those nominations came out last year, it was December, and we just started the podcast in July, and so we only had maybe like 10 episodes at that point. So the fact that we even got nominated kind of blew my mind.
Yes.
And then the fact that we came in second place only to be beat out by the Twin Cities Collective podcast.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. So bitter, no, but we could do better. We could get first. So that's what we're going to shoot for this year. So the first step is to get nominated and come out on top.
Cool. What are your full-time jobs?
Well, I'm not going to say where I work, but I work in marketing and I do a lot of writing. And now that Joey taught me how to be a podcaster, I produce our podcast at work.
That's awesome. My full-time job is I work at a school and I work in IT for school.
Great. And then last question. I had posted the question both on our, and the winner is Instagram. And then I posted on my personal one. So there's some travel questions that you've noticed pop up through here. And so I think people were confused about what I was doing. Mm. I wasn't doing an Ask Me Anything like personally, but this last one says, would you ever quit your jobs and travel full time?
Totally.
100%. If Joey said to me tomorrow, we should quit and we should just like travel for a year, I'd say like, when can I do that? Not that I don't like my job. I just, now is the time to do something like that. Mm. So I would absolutely do it if you asked me to.
That'd be super fun.
That'd be very fun. So those are the questions that we got this time around.
Thank you for asking.
Yeah, we did actually get a couple of other questions, but we didn't want to answer them. So there was like two or three others that I was like, I don't have an answer to this one.
Yeah.
It was like, what's your biggest secret that you've never told anybody or something? And I didn't think that this was the time or place to reveal that. Thank you for all of your questions, and maybe we'll do it again sometime if you guys liked this, and I had fun doing it.
Oh, yeah, I had a ton of fun.
So I hope you guys did too.
Have a great holiday.
Adios. Great Scott!